Barry Nakamura is looking for health insurance. He's currently on disability, but that runs out at the first of next year.
I need like my medications and all kinds of medications. I take about 3 or 4 medications a day because I also have an enlarged heart, high blood pressure, so that too. So
he came to the Sorenson Unity Center to get help navigating the system. Certified application counselor Jose Caceres says in order to apply through the exchange, Nakamura will need his name, address, date of birth, social security number, and income. Since Nakamura just got a new part-time job that starts next week, his income for next year is unknown.
So we'll probably go by your hourly wage. So you estimate how many hours you're going to be working and how much you get paid an hour. So that's how they're going to determine your income. And if that changes,
yeah, probably will.
Back in, yeah.
Nakamura is not sure if he has enough information to apply for insurance on the exchange today, but would like to give it a try. That might be difficult, though. Jason Stevenson with the Utah Health Policy Project says there have been some problems for people trying to access the exchange.
There have been some hiccups here in Utah through the healthcare.gov website. People can initially log in, but the system kind of freezes up after a while, at least when I tried it a couple times this morning. We think those glitches are going to be fixed within the next couple hours or at least the next day or so, and things will be running smoothly again.
The other glitch in Utah is that most of the navigators, people that are trained and responsible for helping people get through the system and sign up for insurance, are not certified yet through the state. Stevenson says the regulations were just released last week.
There's some hoops we have to jump through based on some state laws that have been passed regarding insurance for the navigators, background check, certification, and that just takes time. You can't really do that in an afternoon. That's going to take a couple more days for us to get the navigators certified. Many of them have already been trained. They've already done the federal training. They're ready to go. They just need to get through the state certification.
Stevenson says he thinks it will take a couple of weeks for the glitches to get worked out, so most people in Utah will probably just do some window shopping to start out and come back later to actually sign up. The individual exchange can be accessed at healthcare.gov. Insurance coverage will not start until January 1st of next year. For KCPW, I'm Kim Shusky.